The Rose City Forum.
The place Portland goes to speak their mind.
The Rose City Forum with Timothy Moore.
Have an opinion? We'd like to hear it. 503-242-1330.
You're listening to The Rose City Forum. Here's Timothy Moore.
Welcome, everybody, once again to the Wednesday edition of the Rose City Forum here on KKPZ 1330 The Truth. We are really grateful to have you with us today and letting us come into your listening space during the noon hour. We hope you're enjoying your lunchtime. We really have a very special program today. We have with us in studio guest Jesse Thorne, who is maybe familiar to some of you. There's been some news reporting about her story where presently, she is seeking some help for a brain cyst that was discovered when she began to have some issues in her body with some minor paralysis and some other things. And as a result, the doctors discovered that she has a cyst which can be operated on, but she soon discovered that insurance was not going to cover I guess what I understood was about half the cost, and so half of it not covered, and suddenly found herself in a situation needing to reach out to folks for some financial assistance and help. And so I was contacted by someone who's very familiar to the Rose City Forum, James Autry, who is also in studio with us, along with Jesse and myself. And joining us also is Dave Freeman. And he said he does come to David, but that usually means that he's in trouble. So you're not in trouble, David. I'll try to remember to refer to you as Dave. I apologize, but it's great to have all of you in studio. And, of course, as I mentioned, you guys are familiar with James Autry, who is also the founder of Serving Our Neighbors and also is the head of the Christian Chamber. And James Autry contacted me over the Thanksgiving holiday and said, hey, can we bring Jesse on and tell her story? And I said, absolutely, let's do that, and let's give her an opportunity to share all about that. Now, folks, before we get into the exact story and all the details, I want to just set a foundation for us. We are right now in a season that we all know very well, the Christmas season. And this is a time for remembering the reason for the season, as we like to say. And we know that Jesus is the reason for the season. And this is very important to be said right now, because we just came out of Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all the spending, all the things that go on. And I just put the lights out on my house. I've got the house decorated, did all these things. And I love every bit of that. I love the eggnog. I love the cookies. I love the presents and wrapping them and putting them under the tree. And I love the caroling. I love everything that this holiday represents. But in all of that, it's easy to forget that Jesus is the reason for why we celebrate, that Jesus came to earth to be born as a man, that he would one day be the sacrifice for our sin. It is Philippians 2:6-7 that says, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in likeness of men. Christmas, everyone, is also a reminder that there's a larger story here. It's a call to action. It's a call to serve. And that the true gift of Christmas is in helping others. And that's the reason why when James called me, I didn't hesitate even for a moment. I said, absolutely, let's bring Jesse on. Let's tell the story. And let's give you, the listeners, an opportunity to do what you do best and to come alongside and to help this phenomenal young lady. Jesse, You're fantastic. I can see that already. And it's a pleasure to have you in studio. So welcome to the Rose City Forum.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here and really appreciate the help.
So let's start first then, Jesse, with, can you just paint an overall picture for us of your situation? I was able to see a video of a news report, and that was deeply touching. But if you could help get the listeners familiar with the whole situation, that would be helpful.
Okay. First, it was in January. I had woken up and my right leg was completely numb. I kind of just ignored it for a while and figured it was my back and it would just go away. But after it got to where the point I couldn't even climb the stairs, I decided to go into the doctor's. She was worried because usually when you have numbness on one side of the body, it has to do with the brain. So she sent me in for an MRI. I was just thinking they were going to say you have a pinched nerve. But after a while, other stuff started to go numb. I couldn't feel or couldn't taste on half my tongue. Then I would touch my arms and realize I couldn't really feel as much on the right side. So the neurologist called me and she said, we found some lesions in your brain. And we also found a cyst. And that was really hard. First thing I did was go into my mom's room and tell her to sit down because she was expecting the results. And I knew that it was going to be hard on her. And it was kind of a hard call because I just thought it was going to be, you know, my back, something not serious. And I do have Landon, so it was scary. But we went through months of tests because they thought that the lesions were the issue and that I had multiple sclerosis. Mm. So I had to do a lot of blood tests, MRIs, a spinal tap until they finally ruled out MS and realized that the cyst has been growing and that the symptoms are most likely coming from that. It started at 11 millimeters about, and it's now around 18. So it's growing pretty rapidly, and between one of the MRIs was only a two-week period, and it did grow a couple millimeters and looked like that it had bled. So they were pretty worried about that. So now it's to the point where they told me I need to get a medical bracelet because if I were to ever pass out, that means it's gotten too big or it moved and my fluid's been completely blocked off. And at that point, I would pass out and go into a coma. So then obviously I wouldn't be able to explain to the people in the ambulance that I have a pineal cyst. So to get a bracelet and basically limit my activities, nothing that could move my brain around, shake it around, which is obviously sort of hard to do when you have a two-year-old. So a lot of times he doesn't really understand, you know, why I can't play with him like I did before.
Yes, so he's probably like, come on, Mom, get on the trampoline with me, or let's go on a ride or zoo lights or whoever,
exactly.
You know, whatever. And you're like, well, I really can't do that. And yeah, and that's something else I wanted to ask you. Just tell us a little more about your son as well. He's such a cute kid. I love those pictures.
Thank you. Yeah, he is. He's great. He is almost 2.5 now, and he is just super smart. He knows a bunch of his numbers and a bunch of his letters, and he just loves cars and dirt bikes and tractors and trucks and all, you know, that boy stuff. He just wakes up every day, and he's so excited. I look over when he wakes up, and he's just smiling at me, hi, Mom, and he'll start talking, and I just wish I could wake up, you know, so happy every day. I do because of him. He just plays all day. Sometimes I can get him to nap, but he's not big on sleeping. He loves to play outside, anything outside. He loves to swing, go on the slides, and jump in mud puddles, and he's just great. He's amazing.
Wow, 2.5 years old. Well, yeah. He sounds like a bit of a firecracker. And,
yeah.
And, once again, you had just shared that it's difficult with such an active child to be able to keep up with all of that when you have to be so careful with your medical condition. Now, pineal's cyst, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
So what do they say medically exactly what that is and what's going on inside?
So what they say is it's near the pineal gland, and the pineal gland does a lot of regulating of your hormones, and people know it mostly because it releases the hormone you need to sleep. So the pineal gland itself is only 8 millimeters, so the cyst being 18 millimeters, you can kind of see how it would cause an issue. But what's happening right now is it's compressing what's called the tectal plate, so it's big enough to be pressing on something there, and it's causing some deformation of one of the brain ventricles, I think is what they say.
Okay.
So if it gets any bigger, it blocks the flow of cerebral spinal fluid. So obviously you need that, you know, to live or for your brain to function. So that's what they're basically worried about. And when it gets to the point where the fluid's backing up, that's when you have a big problem and it's going to be hard to go back from that.
Sure. Now, initially they told you, well, we'll just wait for a while and we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But then, as you just said, it went from 11 millimeters to 18, a fairly rapid growth. And so at this point, they're recommending that surgery is the best option, or what are they saying there?
Yeah, well, I actually sought out a surgeon that understands the pineal cyst more, and that's the surgeon I plan on seeing, and he's in California, in Los Angeles, Dr. Shahinian. He actually pioneered the fully endoscopic removal of the cyst, and he's done hundreds of them, thousands of tumor resections.
Yes, okay. Well, that's very interesting, and I would say that it makes sense that you would want to go to the best.
Yeah.
And there's a cost involved in all of that. So let's talk briefly. We've got about 2 minutes before we have to go to break. So in about a minute here, tell us what that cost situation is. Okay. That will help our listeners here to understand the situation a bit better.
The full cost of the surgery is $167,800. And roughly, probably about $90,000 is just from the hospital and everyone that they have to, obviously you're in a pretty intense recovery the days that you're in the hospital and you need people there 24/7. And the rest of the cost is the surgeon's fee. Then I also have to factor in airfare to get there and back, and you have to stay in California around 10 to 15 days. So factor that in too. And then the premiums for the new insurance plan that I'm going to buy that is hopefully going to cover more of the surgery, so I won't have to raise as much.
All right. So you're looking at about $80,000 roughly that you need to raise to cover the rest of the cost. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about then, before we go to break, just James, I'm going to turn this to you. Sure. Tell the listeners how they can make a contribution to help with defraying the cost of this.
Absolutely. You can go directly to our website, just www.servingourneighbors.org. And at the very top of the navigation bar that says Help Jesse, click on that link. That'll take you right to a donation page. You can decide however much you want to do that. After you've made a donation, you can share that out on Facebook and to all your friends and family and whoever else. I mean, it's just really pretty simple.
All right, perfect. Servingourneighbors.org. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to take a break right now, and in a few minutes we'll come back and we'll continue this discussion, an amazing story where you get to participate, listeners, in helping Jesse Thorne, and we'll see you back in a few minutes.
Keep KKPZ with you wherever you go. On your smartphone or tablet, use the TuneIn Radio app. The TuneIn app is free, and you can download it from the iTunes App Store or on Google Play. With the free TuneIn Radio app, you can have KKPZ at your fingertips at work, at home, on the go, and around the world. Never miss your favorite KKPZ show again. Listen on your smartphone or tablet with the free TuneIn Radio app.
This is Movie Guide, a nonprofit ministry dedicated to redeeming the values of the media. Now, here's Ben Kaiser sitting in for Ted Baer.
An experimenter, Stanley Milgram, a social psychologist at Yale, begins a series of experiments in 1961 to test how far someone is willing to go to obey authority. As an American Jew, he's greatly concerned with the human atrocities that occurred during the Holocaust. Many scientists consider his experiments unethical because they involve deceiving test subjects into thinking they were harming another person by shocking them, when they really weren't. Though he moves to Harvard, Milgram spends the rest of his life trying to convince the world to pay attention to his findings, which reveal disturbing aspects of human nature. Experimenter opens with a suspenseful sequence showing the initial experiment. However, once the experiment's secrets are revealed, the rest of the movie is just a long sequence of dry scenes, filled with academics waxing philosophical about ethics, human atrocities, and tenure. The style is a mix of film and theater, breaking the fourth wall and even breaking into song once. Subjects like the Holocaust come up repeatedly, and scenes involving the shock experiment can be intense. Experimenter warrants caution for older children and adults.
Movie Guide is your advocate in Hollywood, bringing you quality movie reviews on a daily basis. These reviews are aimed at educating the public about the influence of the entertainment media and about how to train your families to become media wise. By making good media choices, we can influence the culture and make a difference for Christ.
Do you really believe that God loves you in your gut? I'm Janet Gosman, inviting you to join me Thursdays at 2 p.m. for The Soul Struggle radio show. Do you struggle with being good enough? Or you have fears or anxiety, you're losing your peace. Maybe you're concerned about your salvation, or you have no assurance regarding your eternity. We'll be talking about these struggles and how to move through them toward the peace and intimacy with God your soul longs for. Join me on The Soul Struggle, Thursdays at 2 p.m. on KKPZ 1330, The Truth.
The Rose City Forum with Timothy Moore on KKPZ 1330, The Truth.
Welcome back to the Rose City Forum. Well, we have in studio a whole clan, I guess is the way I'll put it. Not everybody could get on mic, but we have been talking about Jesse Thorne's amazing story, and we are getting ready here, folks, to step in and do what we do best during the Christmas season and really all the time, because you are amazing listeners out there, the Rose City Forum, and we wanted to give you an opportunity to hear Jessie's story of her need for brain surgery, about $80,000, which is still needed for her to make that journey to California and to do all of that. And we wanted to tell her story and give you an opportunity, listeners, to participate in helping her to be able to go through that and ultimately the recovery and everything. And so Jesse was just sharing the whole history, and we want to now talk a little bit more, not only about all of that, but Jesse, I want to ask you now that you are contemplating all of this and everything that you've been through, and you just talked about your son, 2.5 years old, and I think it's important that we really help people understand there's such a human side to all of this. There's a little 2.5-year-old boy. There was, of course, your life, and which matters a great deal, by the way. Mm-hmm. And it got me thinking when I was preparing before you came into the studio, everybody has big dreams and desires in their life. And something that I like to share with people is that inside of them is the unlimited capacity to do great things. And I want to know, and I want our listeners to hear, what's your big dream? When you think about where you might be 10 or 20 years from now, what's that thing, that seed that's in your heart? Share a little bit about that.
Okay. I've always had basically just a soft spot for children. Whenever I go, they seem, if I'm at a holidays or a friend's house, to kind of want to play with me. Maybe they can sense that. And I've always wanted to be able to help children that are less fortunate in a big way. I'm not sure exactly how, but I had worked in after school care for a little bit when I was a senior in high school. And I kind of went into it thinking that, you know, it was just a job. It was going to be easy. It was going to be fun, but I wasn't going to make much of a difference in their lives. But I realized after I did it that I made a big difference in their lives, because they were excited to see me when they got, you know, when they got out of school. They obviously would rather be at home with their parents, but I was able to make the time they had to spend away from their family a little better, or give them something to look forward to. So that really made a big impact on my heart. It was really nice to be able to basically, yeah, change their lives, even if it was a little bit. And I've just always wanted to find a way to help kids. I don't really know. Maybe it will be in teaching, you know. Maybe I could be a kid's favorite teacher, or maybe counseling, or maybe I could be a nurse. But what I'd like to do someday is be able to open maybe some sort of like a foster home to take in kids. Or me and my mom have always talked about, when kids age out of the system, what is that? What is there for them? So we've always kind of been brainstorming about something we could help those kids with. So.
Wow, that's a great dream. Well, why does that matter so much to you?
I just have a soft spot, I guess, for people in general, all humans. When I see people living on the streets, it just breaks my heart, and I wish that I could be in a place to help them. And now, when I'm in a place when I need so much help, you know, saving my life, and for my son to have a mother, all these people are reaching out. So I just really feel like when I'm better, and when I've been helped, that I need to figure out a way to give back to everybody and all the people that need help.
Well, I think it's very true, everyone, that all lives matter. And I know there's been a lot of that bantered around politically, but I just want to definitively say that when I hear you share about your dream, it reminds me of how valued each individual truly is. And Jesse, when you first got the diagnosis that you had this, I guess they call it a benign tumor. It's not cancer, but mm-hmm. nonetheless, it's pressing on those very sensitive areas of the brain. And yeah. I did read that in most of the adult population, this kind of thing is fairly normal, but very small. Mm-hmm. And so it tends to go undetected. But in a rare case, it's some situation like yours where it begins to grow and does create that pressure in there. So it becomes much more serious, and the need for surgery, of course, as you shared earlier. But when you first heard about all of this and began to get the clarity of, wow, this really is a very serious situation, and you began to take this journey, how has that changed you?
It has. I really look at everything a lot differently. My relationship with some of my family and with my son's father hasn't always been great, but it's really taught me to look into people's past and, you know, find reasons, or maybe they were hurt or they needed help and weren't helped. So that's why they act the way they do, and really just try to forgive people more, give people more chances. I really just look at everyone and every situation just a lot differently now. And I just feel so humbled by all the people. And I've said before, is I would have never known that there were so many people that were willing to help and so kind and gracious if I didn't need it. So that's definitely a positive thing that's come out of it. I'm able to see everyone and how kind they are. And I wouldn't have been able to see that if I didn't need help. So
it's interesting that your situation opened your mind and your heart more to what other people go through. That's a remarkable thing. That's a special human quality. I really want to encourage the listeners here that this is totally worth supporting. I mean, this is the Christmas season. Everybody, come on. There needs to be a Christmas miracle here. So let me just ask Dave to share about, there's some upcoming events happening, or an event at least, of an auction or something. Could you explain what that is and how the listeners could participate in that?
Sure. A few weeks ago, I came into a friend of mine's business establishment, Big Eddie in Tualatin, and there was a newspaper there, a very attractive newspaper called Tualatin Life, and on the front of it was a picture of Jesse. And the reason I picked it up is because his business was highlighted inside of there. And I started looking at this story about Jesse, and I told John, we could do something about this. We could maybe do a fundraiser. And he agreed, and he was our first sign up to help us out on that. And he's been very helpful in allowing us to meet at his place of business and everything like that. But I followed up with Jonathan Crane, who publishes the newspaper, and he encouraged us that he would be helping us and cooperating with us as well to do some kind of a fundraiser for Jesse. And so we picked a day after his next publication, which comes out this month, to invite merchants in the greater Tualatin, Sherwood, Tigard, Lake Oswego, anywhere around Portland can participate. But to have a special day where people, if they come out and they shop and they buy the items that are in that place of business, a percentage would be going to helping Jesse on those.
Okay.
And that has come a long way. We have Barbara Bergman here, and she's joined with us to help us. And I'll tell you, I said I wanted to do this, but I didn't realize how much work it was. But she's been a great help, and Ken Austin, a couple people from Rolling Hills that have jumped in and just really helped Rolling Hills Church in Tualatin. So we've set it up. It's set for the 10th of December. We are having to put the names of the businesses on our Facebook page and on the Serving Our Neighbors page so that people can know where to go shop. Okay. But a lot of people are putting up signs, and a lot of them are putting up envelopes and things like that where people can contribute right there. Right on the signs, there's a
QR code.
You see? QR code.
The little square.
QR, yes. For those who are able to figure that out on their phone, you can actually donate right by going up to the poster and flashing that with your phone.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, okay, so this is Thursday, December 10th, is when that that event is happening. Is that correct?
Right. But you can you can donate start now.
Okay. Yeah. And then go to servingyourneighbors.org. You'll get all the
information. Neighbors.
Serving our neighbors. What did I say?
It's serving your neighbors.
Oh, well, that's a good idea, too.
We don't want to help our neighbors. We want to help our neighbors.
Well, serving our neighbors is S-O-N. We call it Son, and it's about the Son of God, and it's about praying together, caring, and sharing. So.
All right, fantastic.
Collaborating leaders to change their world.
All right, so give them the website address again.
Servingourneighbors.org. Servingourneighbors.org. And you can look Serving Our Neighbors on our Facebook page as well. Just go to Serving Our Neighbors.
All right.
Tim, there was one more thing. Jesse, the Sunday after our event, she's having a silent auction in Newburgh, and that's at the Armory?
Yes.
And it's from what time to what time?
It starts at noon, and I think it's planning on going until around 5, 4 or 5.
They've got some really good stuff already donated, and people are going to be able to go there. There's going to be some food there. There's going to be some cookies that they could actually buy, because this is the Christmas season, and we hardly have any food at all around it.
Right. So who does any baking anymore? So you really need to get out there, folks. I mean, don't bother with all that. Just go there and get some cookies, and it'll support a great cause as well.
You bet.
Well, Jesse, I got to say, we're excited to be able to help you, and we're going to go to another break here in a few minutes, but as we do so, I ask you that question, how have you changed? And I want to come back from this break and explore that just a little bit more, okay? And I am, again, so grateful for, I know it's a hard situation, and I don't want this to sound weird when I say I'm grateful, but what I mean is that in the way that I will explain this is, it is a remarkable thing when in the midst of difficulty, hardship, tragedy, this amazing rally of humanity comes around, and it's a good reminder for us in a time and season where we hear some really bad news out there all the time, that in fact there's at the core of the human heart is a lot of goodness. And folks, once again, I want to encourage you, the listeners of the Rose City Forum, go to servingourneighbors.org, click those links, support Jesse in her effort to raise $80,000. You know what? Think about that. 80 people giving $1,000 would do that. About 160 people giving $500 would get us there. And they say that at any one time, there's about 50,000 people listening to KKPZ. So we only need a very small percentage of those to just rise up and do what needs to be done here. And we will have this Christmas miracle. And everyone out there, do you know who really benefits from that even more than Jesse? Is you, your own heart. You're going to recognize that you are truly living the reason for the season, which is to give glory and honor to Jesus. So you get that opportunity to do that. Well, everybody, we're going to take a break. We'll be back here on the Rose City Forum momentarily.
This is James Archer with KKPZ, the Christian Chamber Northwest, and Serving Our Neighbors. Can we agree with you in prayer? In partnership with Serving Our Neighbors, you can now list your prayer request on our website for other believers to come into agreement with what God wants to do in your situation. Just go to kkpz.com, click on the link for prayer works, and submit your prayer request. While you're there, take a few moments to pray for the other request, and then come back to prayer works and share your story of how God has answered your prayers. You can also email them to prayerworks@servingourneighbors.org.
I'm tired of every reason in the world why you don't serve God.
I had a bad experience in church.
Well, I got a little news for you. I was in that bathroom over there just a minute ago before church started. Whoever was in there before me, you had a horrible experience.
And I just can't tell you how many of those people I know. You know who they are, the ones who have made a career out of being unhappy. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, they're not happy about anything. They're the ones that you take on a trip, and about 5 minutes into the trip, you ask yourself, what in the world was I thinking? Let's be the kind of people that think on the good things, who are encouraged by the good things that God gives us every day in life. This is Jamie Ragle. For real, for real.
To learn more about Jamie Ragle, visit reachtheplanet.org. For Real is an outreach of Life Building Ministries.
Hello, this is Arlie Hufford with Life and Truth. Annette and I would like to invite you to join us on 1330 KKPZ each week on Wednesday at 2 p.m. to discover with us life and truth through the cross of Jesus Christ.
If your car has a problem, there's a better way.
Tim's Automotive.
Most times he'll have it fixed in one day.
Tim's Automotive.
For repairs done right, you don't have to look far.
Tim's Automotive.
And we can get you to work or give a loan a car.
Hi, this is Tim from Tim's Automotive. Do you have a check engine light on, or a rattle you just can't figure out, or just an annoying thing that your car or truck does that drives you absolutely nuts? We can fix it. Just call us, 503-656-0600, or check us out on the web at tims-automotive.com.
Does your car wonder, shimmy or shake? Tim's Automotive will keep your car in shape. Tim's Automotive.
Well, the cold winter weather has certainly settled over the Pacific Northwest, everybody, and you don't want to get caught in the cold this winter. Why not get your car over to Tim's Automotive? If you have any concerns at all about how your car is running, they're going to take good care of you at Tim's Automotive. And they have right now a winter service special for $119. They're going to flush the coolant system. They're going to check your windshield wiper blades, replace your windshield washer fluid, check your battery thoroughly and your charging system. They're going to check your tire pressure and tread. And it's very easy to get in touch with them by calling 503-656-0600. That's 503-656-0600. That's Tim's Automotive Repair and Sales. Welcome back, everybody, to the Rose City Forum here on KKPZ 1330 The Truth, where we are on every day, Monday through Friday, 12 to 1 p.m., and we thank you for taking just a little bit of time, we hope, out of your lunch hour to spend with us. You may be coming into the program right now, and you don't really know what's going on over here on the Rose City Forum, so let me bring you up to speed. We've got Jesse Thorne in studio with us, who has an amazing story of her journey through the difficulties of discovering that she has a brain cyst, which we are grateful can be dealt with through medical intervention and an operation. However, in her story is also a story of the need to raise $80,000 because her medical insurance will only cover half the cost. And they were saying, we can't pay for the whole cost. And that left her in a place of, now what? And so she began to reach out to some friends and family. And this story, I guess the word they would use today is it kind of went viral a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I was able to see a video where she was interviewed on, one of the local news stations anyway. And then I got a call from a man who's very familiar to the listeners of the Rose City Forum, James Autry, who's the head of the Christian Chamber of Commerce and also the founder of Serving Our Neighbors. And the companion website, servingourneighbors.org, where you can find all the information about the story you're hearing on the radio today. But Jesse was invited then to come into studio after James brought it to my attention. And I said, absolutely, let's do this. Because I know that the listeners of the Rose City Forum are a generous audience. And we wanted you to hear her story. And so, Jesse, we've been talking about the serious nature of this operation and so on, and you shared a lot about your dreams and desires, and you talked about your son, and I love hearing all of that because it puts a very human perspective on all of this. It can be very easy to get very clinical about these situations, yeah. And we hear about them and we just kind of move on in our life and yada, 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 wah, 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 whatever, but I really wanted our listeners to hear that there's a real person in this story. And there's more than just you. There's your son, mm-hmm. and an extended family and a community around you, all of who are being touched because you matter, because you're special. And Jesse, I'm honored that we have the opportunity to tell your story. So let's recap it just a little bit for those who may have just come into the program. You are in a situation now where a cyst in your brain has gone from what was first diagnosed as 11 millimeters and at that time thought to be not too bad of a problem. So yeah. They said, let's wait and see. And then they discovered it grew to 18 millimeters and said, we need to operate. This is more serious than we thought. So take us from that to where you presently are at in the situation and what needs to happen here for you to be able to get that surgery.
Okay. When I reached out to Jonathan at Twalton Life, I hadn't really had anyone air the story yet. So I thought, oh, well, I live in Twalton, you know, maybe he would be interested. And the way that he's helped and brought me to his Chamber of Commerce meeting to meet all the business owners and aired my story, it just helped immensely, because then other people were interested. After that is when K2 agreed to have me on, and the Newberg Graphic printed my story, and another newspaper in Twalton is going to do the story, and then a few stations in Coos Bay, where I'm from, they aired the story. They had my grandma on, and she talked a little bit about it. So it just, I had at that point around $3,000 raised, and that was just basically from putting it on my Facebook and people sharing it. And now, since all this has happened, we've jumped to 20,000. And that's without, you know, either of the fundraisers. And I had no idea that it was going to jump that far, that fast. And that just within, you know, my little community, there's so many people that want to help. And not just with their donations, but with their thoughts and their prayers. And also people reaching out, you know, to see if I need help with Landon, or if I need help making dinners, or if I need help searching for a new insurance plan, or if I need help for Christmas gifts for Landon. So, you know, even if they can't help, they just try any way that they can. So that has been awesome. So I'm hoping that, you know, the two fundraisers go well, and then I will be able to hopefully schedule a time to do the surgery. I'm guessing maybe around February, but it's also, I'm obviously excited that I'm getting all this exposure, but now that it's closer to, you know, I'm going to have brain surgery, it is scary, and I am, I'm scared about, I know I'll be fine, but the recovery, because, you know, some people can't even leave the house for like 3 months after it. So I'm worried that Landon is going to be so confused, you know, because basically you just have to be in a room where it's dark. You can't watch TV or anything like that. You have to just let your brain recover. So I'm worried about him. You know, he's going to be confused. Why can't I get up? Why can't I play with him? And I'm going to need a big support system within my friends and my family and my community to help with him, you know, take him outside to play and tell him that, you know, I'm going to be okay. It will just take time.
Now, I'm glad that you shared that, because this is important for listeners to hear as well. It isn't just, you go in and get surgery and you're back out doing your normal routine a week later. This is a long recovery process. So let's talk about that too. What's involved in the recovery process once you're out of surgery?
Well, I am a part of a pineal cyst Facebook forum, so I can talk to a lot of people that have had the surgery. And it basically just depends on how big your cyst was, how deep it was, if it had calcified your gland because it had been there too long. And they can't really ever tell till it's taken out if it's a cyst or a pineocytoma, which is a kind of tumor but also benign. So it all just, and also just depends on how old you are. But some people, I haven't seen anyone be able to like return to work in less than 6 months. Some people are a year post-op and they still can't return just because looking at the computer or having that many tasks to do, their brain basically, what they word it is, they the brain reminds them that it's in charge and you're not. So their head starts to hurt, or they just feel like it's too much and they just have to give it more time to recover. So
you have to be very careful of sensory overload and these sort of things. And once again, folks, she has a 2.5-year-old son. So you can imagine mom recovering, mommy's laying there. Mommy's got to be in a dark room. And here's this very, bubbly boy, just full of energy that's going to want to jump on you and all of those things. And, of course, it's a pivotal time in his life, too. Yeah. So I share all that because I want to underscore the seriousness of what we're talking about. Everyone, and when we're asking you to come alongside and support, this isn't just a simple in and out procedure. This isn't an outpatient kind of situation, or you know, even open heart surgery. They get you on your feet within just a few hours, and all of these things. But we're really dealing with arguably the most important organ of the body, and it's very serious. So I appreciate that you're here, Jesse, because this is a hard thing to share.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. It takes courage to tell the story. It could be very easy just to go away somewhere and just say, well, I guess I'll just give up or whatever. But, you know, you've got such a tender sweetheart. I can see that. And, and we're here for you. We want to help you. Thank so you. Let's remind the listeners where they can go to support you in this. And we want to talk about those two fundraisers as well. So, James, I'm going to pass it back to you. Where can they go?
Very simple. Website, servingourneighbors.org, or on Facebook at our Facebook page, Serving Our Neighbors.
All right. And then joining us here in studio is David Freeman, or Dave. Sorry, I did it again. Okay, well, I said David, so you come a-calling now. Come to that microphone and tell us about these fundraisers.
I would be in real trouble if you said Charles David. That's my real name.
Okay.
And the only people who call me Charles is a police officer that comes to my window and says, Charles, did you know how fast you were going? And, I'll answer to that as well. So
you shouldn't have told me that, Charles. Tell us about these fundraisers. Where can they go to participate in all that?
Well, we're gathering quite a bit of momentum, and we're getting posters out. Watch for the posters that say, Help Jesse, and there's a special day, the December 10th, that's going to be several different merchants that are signing up as we speak that will take a portion of the proceeds on the December 10th and put towards Jesse's need here. And you can wait to the 10th, or you can do it right now. If you find one of those posters or go to the website, you can go ahead and donate then as well. And so don't have a full list of all the businesses right now, but it's gathering momentum as we speak, as I said.
And can other businesses join into all of this as well?
They sure can. They can either email me through Serving Our Neighbors, and or call me, and I can give one number here, 503-310-1976.
All right, give that again.
503-310-1976. That was the year I got married, so everything in my life is 1976.
Fantastic. All right. Well, folks, do call that number, which is, again,
503-310-1976.
All right, now I expect that phone to burn up, folks. I want...
I found it just now.
I want Charles David Freeman to be calling me and say, man, dude, do you know what you did to me? My phone is dying here. And we're like, that's a good problem. So.
And we got to remember that also there's an auction, silent auction, Newburgh, December 13th,
yes.
Noon till...
Till around 5.
Till around 5. Right.
Yeah. And
noon to 5. So also you can go, everyone, to servingourneighbors.org. There's links there. You're going to find all the information you need. If you missed any of that, that's the simplest way. And also we'll be posting all of this on the Rose City Forum Facebook page. That will be there as well. So look for that. And everyone, we got to take a break right now, but we're going to come back. And when we do, I want to prepare your heart. We're going to pray for this lovely young lady, yes. Jesse Thorne.
Welcome to Everyday Moments with Joyce Meyer. What would you classify prayer as? A right? A command? A privilege? Most people think of prayer in the wrong terms. But really, it's God's simple way for us to enjoy Him. Here's Joyce.
Well, you know, God certainly wants us to not only enjoy Him, but to enjoy life. And in order to enjoy life, we have to learn how to walk in the forgiveness of God and not live every day under guilt and condemnation. And that's why He has told us to approach the throne boldly and receive mercy for our failures. Ephesians 3:12 says, in whom, because of our faith in Him, we dare to have the boldness, the courage, and the confidence of free access, an unreserved approach to God with freedom and without fear. Let me ask you a question. When you've done something that you know is wrong, does it cause you to shrink away from God? Or are you able to ask God for forgiveness, receive His mercy, and then go ahead and go boldly to the throne, asking confidently for God to meet your needs and expecting Him to do that? Well, hopefully you could say yes to the latter part of the question, but many people cannot. Remember, receive forgiveness and go boldly to the throne.
Aside from Joyce's daily TV and radio teachings, she also has monthly conferences. So go to our website and see when she's coming to your area. It's all on our website at joycemeyer.org.
The Crawford Broadcasting Company is taking a stand for Christ, a stand for freedom, a stand for biblical principles, a stand for America, and a stand for the truth. Join Donald Crawford, president of Crawford Broadcasting, as he delivers the Crawford Stand. Weekdays at 7 a.m., 5:25 p.m., and throughout the day on KKPZ 1330 The Truth.
The Rose City Forum with Timothy Moore on KKPZ 1330, The Truth.
Welcome back to the Rose City Forum, everybody. Well, we're in the home stretch today on Wednesday, and we have in studio Jessie Thorne, a very special, sweet, kind young lady who is sharing her story, and it's a very touching story where she discovered that she has a cyst, which thankfully is operable. It had grown from 11 millimeters to 18. It was discovered and first thought not to be too much of a problem, but then soon discovered, in fact, it was very serious. And she began to reach out to people around her, and one of them who came to know of this story was James Autry, who was very familiar with, or familiar to you, actually, the listeners of the Rose City Forum, who you know as the head of the Christian Chamber, but also the founder of Serving Our Neighbors, and servingourneighbors.org is that website. And we have been asking Jesse to share in depth about that story and then giving you, the listeners, an opportunity to come alongside her and support. Remember, everybody, this is the Christmas season, of course, and one of the most significant aspects of Christmas is the idea that we are giving to others, and I want to give you that opportunity to give to her today in support of her campaign. So, everyone, to do that, the best way is to go to servingourneighbors.org, click on those links, just follow everything through, read all the information, you'll get up to date on all of that. But she needs to raise about, well, we're now at about $60,000 that you have left, right? Mm-hmm. So initially it was $80,000, everybody, which is now she's about $20,000 there, but that's still $60,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And if you listeners will rally to this, and you can, and we're praying for that, a Christmas miracle, that we want to encourage you, go to servingourneighbors.org and click on those links. There are some funding websites. It's very easy to go there. You can just make a contribution through your credit card. By the way, if they want to write a check of support, can they do that as well? And where would they send that?
Exactly. And that could be sent directly to our P.O. Box. It's 90784. That's P.O. Box 90784. Make it out to Serving Our Neighbors. And it's Portland, Oregon, 97290. 97290. All that's available on the website. Just go down the bottom. You'll see our address there. And it does save the credit card charges, you know, right now. there's a cost involved in using the services that we have. And we'd like to just send all the funds there directly to the campaign.
Perfect.
Now we've been telling people to on the notationals checks, sure, put Jesse on that notation,
yep,
to help,
exactly,
you know what it's about.
Yes, so. And that's very important, everybody. So go to servingourneighbors.org, and if you choose to send a check, make sure in the memo section you,
yep,
say it's for Jesse's surgery or Jesse Thorne, or and they'll know what it's for.
Yep, exactly.
So all right, everybody, so, Jesse, what kind of closing words would you like to say? And then we're going to do, after that, we're going to pray for you. But what would you like to say to the listeners of the Rose City Forum?
I just wanted to say thank you, first of all, for even listening to the story and thinking about me and praying for me and sharing my story to the other people. And I'm just, I can't even put into words how grateful I am for everyone that's come together to try and help me. And I see now that the world is a much more beautiful place than I had saw before. You know, all you usually hear about is the bad things. So it's nice to be involved in one of the good things. And I know it's also good for my family and my friends to see everyone rallying together to help me. And it's kind of helped to lift everybody up. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much.
And folks, Jesse has a beautiful 2.5-year-old boy whose name is?
Landon.
Landon. What a great name. He's an awfully cute kid. I've got a picture of him right here on my computer. And of course, this is radio, not television, folks. So you need to go to servingourneighbors.org. Click those links. You're going to see these amazing pictures of this vibrant boy and a beautiful mom. And, you know, Jesse, you're a beautiful person.
Thank you. You've
got a sweet spirit, very kind, great smile. And, you know, just wonderful to have you here today. And we want to pray for you. But as we do, I want to share for the benefit of our listeners, too, why we pray. We believe as Christians that prayer truly does. It's an old-fashioned saying, but prayer changes things, and I believe that. I have been serving God for many, many years. I've been privileged to be a pastor for over 30 years and gone all over the world and done ministry, and I've seen miracle after miracle happen. I believe God works that way, Jesse. I think he can do a miracle. He can heal the body, but sometimes he does it through medical intervention, and I leave that in his hands. We let him sort that all out. But because I believe in prayer, I would not want you to leave here today without us giving you that special touch. And as a person of faith, I just want to bring that before God with a boldness, actually, because Scripture tells us that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. And that's a beautiful thing. There's grace to be found in Jesus. And so, you know, some of the listeners to the Rose City Forum may not be walking with God. We don't know. Mm-hmm. But I want them to hear that there is a community out here that really cares for people like you and others. And so if you all will just join with me and folks out there on the radio. Now, if you're driving, you got to keep your eyes open here, okay? You can't be crazy and like, you know, I believe in faith, but don't close your eyes if you're driving. But you can extend your hand toward your radio. And if you're at home, do the same thing as well. And you know what? There's going to be so much positive energy coming from all of this too. It's going to be fantastic. Just think about literal thousands, even all around the world that will be praying for you, Jesse. So I'm going to lead us, and then if, you know, James, if you want to jump in, sure, that's fine, and anyone else would be great too. But yeah, let's just do this. We're going to lift this up before the Lord, and you listeners out there, just claim this with us here on the Rose City Forum. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are coming to you, just as you said, boldly to the throne of grace. We are believing, God, for you to intervene in Jesse Thorne's life and in this wonderful family with her son as well, God, that you would just come and for everyone who is a part of this can see the miracle work of God happening through the faith that we bring, God, because we just can do only that. We leave it at your feet and we say, God, we lift up Jesse and her story to yes. you, God. We know that there is a brain cyst in there that is out of reach, you know, but for us maybe, but not for you, God. And so you can reach in there and you can do a miracle work. But if you choose to do it through medical intervention, well, praise Jesus. I love the fact that you bring people together and that in that whole dynamic, you are seen and glorified, God. So we are believing by faith for the funding that needs to come, God. We ask that you touch the hearts of those people out there who are listening and that they would receive something powerful as they would give selflessly from their own heart and their own wallet, God. And we pray for the medical doctors as this will move forward. And we know it will, God, because we believe that you're going to come through and we trust that. But God, in all of this, Lord, I do ask also that you touch Jesse in the deepest way possible. Become more real to her than she ever thought possible. Father, touch her heart. Mm-hmm. Let her see the reality of a God who loves her and loves others so much. And she said something very remarkable, God, right at the beginning of this program. One of the ways this changed her was it opened her to see others and their needs. What a remarkable thing that is. That in the midst of her own trial and trouble and hardship and the fear and the pain and the hurt and you know, we're scared in these situations, God, I'm not saying anything that you don't already know, but the reality is it's changed her even in that regard, a positive way, and I marvel at that. I marvel at how you work. And now, God, we ask that just because you tell us that we can, that we should come to you, intervene here in this situation, however you choose to do so. Let there be so great a Christmas miracle at this time and season, Lord, that so many are touched through the story of this wonderful young woman, Jesse Thorne, God. We lift all of this up to you in the name of Jesus. Bring comfort, bring peace, and bring hope. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, listeners, thank you for your participation, and we want to give you that opportunity. Again, if you will go to servingourneighbors.org, you will be able to get all of the information necessary to help support. You can send a check. You can use your credit card. You can use your debit card. You can go to auctions that are happening. All that information is there. And make yourself known. Show this community what Portland is really all about. Come on, you guys. Let's get a Christmas miracle. Let's see how... remember that great scene in It's a Wonderful Life right at the end of the movie where everybody shows up with all the cash and they're just dumping it there? And, well, that's what I'm talking about, all right? Now, we can do that, okay? Let's show this whole world, this jaded world that thinks that miracles don't happen anymore, yes, that they're wrong and that God can really move. Yeah, Dave, you have last word.
I think we need to remember also these merchants that are pitched in, and they've stepped up. They're going to give a portion of their revenue as exactly. well as the donations. So we need to thank them. When
yes.
We picked a day of the yes. week that is not a normally high traffic day, and they want to. I want to see a lot of people show up there and eat and drink and be merry, buy the things that they have to sell, and you know that you're doing well while you're doing good.
Yes, and thank you to all you merchants out there, for sure. We want to support them, and even long after this.
Yes.
Because
yes.
it's
yes.
such a great thing what you're doing, so thank you again. All right, Jesse, well, I want to give you, in the last minute, a last word to say whatever is on your heart.
Okay. And I was sitting here thinking that when you asked how I had changed, that this summer I'd kind of realized that I hadn't really seen a lot of Oregon, and everything kind of became more pretty to me, the rivers and the trees and the mountains, and I was posting a lot of pictures of me and Landon, just decided to explore Oregon, basically, and someone was asking me, why are you always running and out and doing things? And it's just because I had realized, you know, I had never gone and tried to hike around Mount Hood, and I had never seen the canyons around Bend, and I just kind of, you know, I wanted to experience that, and also being out in nature where my cell phone doesn't work, and it's warm and just beautiful. It just makes me feel better inside. So I not only do I see people differently, but I see the world and the nature differently too after all this.
Wow, that's really awesome. I want to read something as we go out on the program today. This is 2 Corinthians 4:8-12. It says, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. And that's you, Jesse. That's you.
Thank you.
This is not the end for you. Folks, thank you so much for the support that you will bring here. Go to servingourneighbors.org. We are so grateful to you, the listeners. Jesse, thank you for being here on the program, and to James and to Dave as well. Thank you. And folks, remember servingourneighbors.org. That's where you go to support this wonderful cause to help Jesse get the surgery she needs. Folks, we can do this. Let's have that Christmas miracle. We'll see you tomorrow again on the Rose City Forum, 12 to 1 p.m. here on KKPZ 1330 The Truth.
Thanks for listening to the Rose City Forum with Timothy Moore. Keep the conversation going on Facebook and Twitter at Rose City Forum. Join us each weekday live from noon to 1. The opinions and views heard today on the Rose City Forum were that of the host, guests, and listeners, and may not necessarily reflect the views of the Crawford Broadcasting Company, its ownership, management, or staff. Become a sponsor of the Rose City Forum. Call KKPZ right now at 503-242-1950.
Well, Portland, Oregon, and slow gin fins, if that ain't love, then tell me why.